Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MapCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Monday, the 14th of September, 2020. This is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And across the board today, it was a positive day, but we'll start with the number of ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. There was 551. And that's up from 539 on Friday. Of the 551 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there were 247 with gains, and that's up significantly from 185 on Friday. There's 123 with no gain, that's down from 144 on Friday, and there's 181 with a loss, and that's down from 210 on Friday. So positive stats there, particularly with the amount of losses well below 200. As far as the volume is up slightly from Friday to 1.65 million, billion, and that's up from 1.44 billion on Friday. Therefore, the average volume is also up today to just over 3 million. And that's up from 2.6 million average on Friday. The average percentage gain loss is at a gain of 1.48% positive gain, and that's up from a positive gain of 0.82% on Friday. So the good news continues. Let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today, and they are: at number one, we have Ecograph Limited, ASX code EGR, and it had a percentage gain of 50%. At number two, we have Maximus Resources Limited, ASX code MXR, and it had a positive gain of 43.33% today. At number three, we have Deep Yellow Limited, ASX code DYL, and it had a percentage gain of 34.62% today. At number four, we have Globe Metals and Mining Limited, ASX code GBE, and it had a percentage gain of 30% today. And rounding off at number five is Crater Gold Mining Limited, ASX code CGN, and it had a positive gain of 27.27% today. So that rounds off the top five today, and congrats to all holders of those top five stocks. Some great positive gains and activity there. Let's look at the commodities performance for today. And the standout commodities were gold, copper, zinc and silver. As far as the highest traded stock, it was Maximus Resources Limited, ASX code MXR, and 17.33% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations, Lachlan Fold Belt was the standout project location, and that's predominantly located in New South Wales, Australia, but also Queensland and Victoria, Australia as well. Let's look at the spend over the last 12 months of the top 20, and this is the staff admin percentage versus projects percentage spend for the last 12 months. It's at 56%, and that's down slightly from 62% on Friday. So effectively what that means is 56% of the top 20 best performing ASX resource companies today, they spend 56% average on staff admin and 44% average on project spend in the last 12 months. Let's look at the ERP statistics. And there was 143 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution, and that's up ever so slightly from 142 on Friday. We're at a positive gain today of 2.37% average gain, and again, it's the ERP average has beaten the general average today. The general average percentage gain was 1.48%, and the ERP again was 2.37%. And that's up from a minus 0.94% on Friday for ERP average gain loss. Volume is down slightly to 417 million. That's down from 445 million on Friday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, four of them are using an ERP software solution. And looking at the last 12 months of percentage staff admin versus project spend for ERP, it's sitting at 49%. So of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today that use an ERP software solution, they're spending an average of 49% over the last 12 months on staff admin and 51% on projects in the last 12 months. All right, let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Ecograph Limited, ASX code EGR. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects predominantly in graphite, and that's throughout Tanzania in Africa, but also in Germany as well. Over the last 12 months, they've spent $646,000 on projects and $1.52 million on staff admin. That equates to 70% of money available over the last 12 months spent on staff admin and 30% spent on projects in the last 12 months. Now, again, there could be legitimate reasons for this, and it'll be up to investors to go back and ask the board questions. But they have a advanced project in construction. Therefore, they would be putting a lot more people on, and also obviously spending a lot of money on the plant as well. All right, let's look at the money available in the bank, and this is excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. They have $2.77 million in the bank. As of the market cap, their market cap closed today at just over $45 million. As far as their total shares on issue, there's just over 363 million shares on issue. And their share price performance this year, it started 2020 at 8 cents, and it closed today at 12.5 cents. So some nice positive gains there for shareholders. And now let's look at the top 20 shareholders along with the directors, and they own in excess of 39% of the company. So again, that includes the top 20 and directors of the company. So that now concludes our overview of Ecograph, the best performing ASX resource stock for today. Thank you again for listening. We hope you've gained some invaluable insights and knowledge into the ASX resource sector. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and have a good evening. Good night.